Chayin Aydev. In other words, mitzad, the wine of Pnimiyus HaTorah, it wouldn't be able to reach every single person. Because not every single person is on a level is really able to take the wine of Pnimiyus HaTorah. But Davke mitzad rozin dir rozin, Davke that Rebbe took the oil of Pnimiyus HaTorah and he poured it out, that came out in a way that's able to reach every single person. Every single person could take it in. It should affect them. L'chaim, l'chaim.
I'm
Shir Hashirim, the first two psukim, the first pasuk is Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shleimer Yishakeinim in the Shikis Pil Kitovim Deidecho Miyoyim. Kitovim Deidecho Miyoyim means Deidecho means your Av. Kitovim Deidecho Miyoyim, there's the Avas Hashem, the Av between Yidden and the Eivishter, that comes from yayin, comes from wine. The wine brings out the ava, the yayin of Torah, the yayin of Pnimius HaTorah, the wine brings out the ava between Eibishter and Yidin. Then the pasuk continues. L'reyach shmonecho tovim is the smell of your good oils. Shemen turak shmecho, you empty out the oil of your name. Al kein alomis aivucha. Therefore, the alomis, the nairos, they love you. But the Rebbe explains in the Torah, what's the infam alma? Alma means that she's closed up, that the ava is closed up. He can't, the person's in the madrege, that he can't bring out this ava that he has to the Eibishter. We know every yid has an ava misoteris. No matter what, every yid has that ava in him. But you can't bring it out. So l'reyach shmonecho tevim, you have the smell of this oil. Shemen turak shmecho, you empty out the oil. Al kena alomis ha'ivucha, this is able to be pale. Even what the yayin can't be pale, the reyach of the shemen could be pale. This wanted in Yom Yutis Kislev. Before Yutis Kislev, it wasn't shaykh, every single person should be able to learn and understand the emes, pnimius HaTorah. Not everyone could. You had to be in a certain dargah. Now, the Rebbe poured out the oil, poured out the rosin, the eraisa, and this made it possible that every single person, no matter what his level is able to learn and understand pnimius HaTorah. And this brings out this kesher by every single yid between him and the Eibishter, the Av. Yutis Kislev is also the Yilula of the Mezikshir Magid, the Rebbe of the Alter Rebbe. We know that Yutis Kislev, the day that the Mezikshir Magid was nostalgic, he took the hand of the Alter Rebbe and he said, today is our Yilula. He was referring that it was the passing of the Stalkus of the Mezikshir Magid. And later, Yutis Kislev, the day that Alter Rebbe went out of prison. I'll tell you a story of the Mezikshir Magid. This is a story of the Mezikshir Magid with his son, Rav Avram the Malach. Avram the Malach was the son of the Mezikshir Magid. It was a very, very heilig yid. It was also a shaykh, a special shaykh, Yutis Kislev, because when the Alter Rebbe came to the Mezikshir Magid, he set up a chavrusa between the Alter Rebbe and Rav Avram the Malach. Rav Avram the Malach learned with the Alter Rebbe Nister the Torah, the hidden part of Torah. And the Alter Rebbe learned from the Malach Nigel the Torah. It was the Chavrusa, went on for a lot of stories in this Chavrusa. This is a story that took place when Rabbi Avraham ben Malach was still a little kid, the little ingler, and he played with his friend, he played hide and seek. How does hide and seek go? One guy hides and the other guy tries to find him, and the other guy hides, the other guy tries to find him. So Avraham ben Malach was playing with his friend hide and seek. In the middle of the game, he comes crying to Mizritch Ramagid. What is? He's hiding for a long time until he realizes that the friend he's playing with is not even looking for him. He abandoned him. He's crying, he's hiding, and no one's looking for him. So the Mizritch Ramagid said to his son, I don't remember the Loshen, the exact Loshen, but the Teichon was the Eibishter. The Eibishter is hiding in this world. And he wants us to look for him. Are we looking for him? In other words, the Eibishter is here. The Eibishter put himself, the Eibishter is hiding. And he wants us to search. He wants us to bring out the special connection, the aved that there is between Knesset Yisrael, between Yidden and the Eibishter. And for that you need Pnimius HaTorah. The Pnimius HaTorah brings out the hidden part of the neshama, the aved that the neshama has, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So l'chaim, the Eibishter is a help, we should take Zeicher to take it, learn Pnimius HaTorah, take proper Achotus Tevis, to learn it properly, internalize it, l'chaim, l'chaim.
Yeah. Of the Rambam about Mashiach, that when Mashiach will come, it's going to be Eilam Kiminhogi Nei. The world is going to be the way the world is behaving, so to say. The way the world is going on in the way of Teva, that's how it's going to be when Mashiach will come. Don't think that, how do you know who's Mashiach, that he's going to make Isis Umayfsin, going to make miracles, going to change the way the world is running. Yam and Melech Miz David, he's going to be Isaac and Hegibet Terek and David Oviv. The world is going to go on. Everyone keeping the hugging. What's going to change in the world when Mashiach will come, according to the Rambam? What's going to change in the world? What's going to be different in the world when Mashiach will come than it's now? If the Olam Kiminhagi Nei, if the world is continuing the way it is according to Teva, what's going to change? What's going to change is that Molo Oretz Deis Hashem Kamayim Layom Mechasim. The world will know Hashem. Even especially Yasigu Das Beirom, they're going to understand the Das of the Beirei. They're going to be Esik in Das Hashem. And that's what's going to be. It's going to be, the world is going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is going to recognize Hashem, and every person, every Nivir will have Das Hashem. What knowledge in Hashem? Knowledge about the Eibishter. This is what's going to change in the world is the attitude. Everyone is going to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone's going to have Das and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent a person could have. And that's what's going to change. And therefore, in Das Be'esi Azman, there'll be no milchome, there'll be no war, there'll be no jealousy, there'll be no competition, there'll be sholem. Because everyone's going to recognize the Eibishter. The only reason that now there's war and there's competition and all these fights is because people don't recognize the Eibishter. Mashiach will come, everyone's going to recognize the Eibishter. In other words, what's going to change is the attitude of people. The attitude of the Nivrod, that all the Nivroim, all the creations will recognize the Eibishter. What's the Achon? We know that the Gilui Teres Achsidus, the revelation of Teres Achsidus, Odas and Hashem, this paves the way for the coming of Mashiach. That through Teres Achsidus, we all could be Asik, Odas Hashem, we could have a certain idea towards the Eibishter. In other words, our Das has to change. Our mind, the way our mind works, needs to change. And that changes through Chassidus. We learn Chassidus, we change our mind, we change the way we look at things. We change the way we look at the world. We be the same person. Everything's the same. But it's changed. He looks on it different. He looks, he sees the Yad Hashem, he sees the Nisim. He recognizes the Eibishter. The Alter Rebbe established Chassidus Chabad. One of the inyonim in Chassidus Chabad is that you have to recognize it. You have to realize it. You have to understand it. It needs to be you. you realize it. It's in your das. It's in your chokhme, bina, das. You have a das in it. You have a das as Hashem. This is the achone for the Prabhis HaMashiach, that the whole world will be mole das as Hashem. L'chaim, l'chaim.
Hi, Mukhtar.
There is a Gemara. Gemara says on the pasuk, "Tevim bedecha miyoyin." Gemara says, "Bedecha is the Yidden." The ones who love Hashem. Toivim deidecha. The words of deidecha. The words of deidecha is the words of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, the Yidden. The Rabbanon. We know there's the Iraisa. And there's the Rabbanon. The Iraisa is the Torah itself. And then there is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is deidecha. Divrei deidecha. Says the Gemara. Arevim olai divrei soifrim yoisir miyena shel Torah. It's arevim on me. It's shmak on me. Divrei soifrim, the words of the Rabbonah, more than yena shel Torah, more than the wine of Torah. There's something in the Rabbonah, in the takonis of the Rabbonah, that have that ability to open up in every single yid the ava that they have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to open up that connection they have with the Eibishter. That's Ketovim Deidecha Miyoyin. There's Yena Shel Torah. There's the Eraisa. And then with the Rabbonon were Mesak and the Takonis, the Rabbonon, wherever the Rabbonon was established, that had that special keyach to open up the connection he has with the Eibishter. The Arevim Olai Divrei Sefer. We started learning today. You started learning today the Tanya Michodesh. Started learning again Tanya. Alter Rebbe writes in the Sharblat of Tanya that is Malukit Mipisforim Umipisseifrim. He gathered Alter Rebbe with a tremendous honor, tremendous hanivus. Alter Rebbe composed the Tanya. He composed the Tanya in a way that a Ki'ilu is there's no him, there's no his chidush. No, his accomplishment. He's just a malakit. He's gathering. He's not saying he's no chidush. He's gathering. Atke dekach, that the Alter Rebbe didn't put, when he published the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe didn't put his name. He didn't put his name. If you look on the Tanya, you don't have the Alter Rebbe's name. That's his malakit. It's not even the mechaber. It's the malakit of the Tanya. He's gathering the words of the Tanya. And where is he gathering it from? It's from the Svarim and from the Seferim. Svarim is Mekubal, the Shalom and the Maral. And the Seferim is the Baal Shem Tov and the Mizrachi Magid. It's the Seferim. It's not even Arevim Olai, Divrei Seferim. That the Rabbeim, Rabbi Seinu, Nisienu, is Arevim Olai. That's the words of the Rabbeim, the words of Chassidus. It's able to get into the neshama of the Yid and open up his neshama, open up the Av. That's the special keyach that there is in the Divri Seferim of the Rabbeim. The special keyach in the Shem and the Pnimi Sater. Now it's also known that Rabbi Rashab said that the Iker, Yofutsu Meinisecho Chutsu, the main of the Yofutsu Meinisecho Chutsu, started after Yitzkis. Everyone knows Yofutsu Meinisecho Chutsu, that the Baal Shem Tov went to Heichel HaMashiach. Baal Shem Tov met Mashiach Tzidkenu. and he asked Mashiach, when are you coming? Mashiach has to come already. When are you coming? So that the Mashiach answered to the Baal Shem Tov, "Lichshiyofutzu ma'inisecho chutzu." When your wellsprings will spread to the outside. That's how I'm coming. The Rebbe explains many times in length. We know that mayim makes a tahar. Mayim makes purity, right? You know, you go to the mikveh. Mayim makes tahara. But the way mayim makes tahara, there's two levels. There's a regular mikveh of rainwater. Then there is a mayon of mayim chayim. It's a wellspring of live water. The mayon is the source who comes out live water. The mayon mayim chayim has an unbelievable more of a koyach to make tar. You have a certain tmeim, certain people that are tomei, that a regular mikveh won't work. They need the living water of a mayon. They need the living water. The same thing by Pora Aduma. You make the ashes of the Pora Aduma. You need Mayim Chayim. It's not enough that there's water coming to the Chut. There's water. You need the Mayon. You need the wellspring itself. The Moker. The Pnimius of the Pnimius Atel. The Rosin Di Reise. To come out to the Chut. The regular previous atel is not enough. You need rosin di rosin, the secrets of the secrets, the premiums of the premiums. That should come out in the chutzah. When your mayon will come out of the chutzah, the mayon itself, the source of the mayon itself, will come out of the chutzah. And when did that occur? That occurred after Yitzchak Kislev. Why did it occur after Yitzchak Kislev? The Rebbe used to quote very often the word, the Pesukim, the word of the Rebbe Rashab, as Ba'em Leksich. Ba'em Leksich. You know Ba'em Leksich mean? How do you say Leksich in English? His mind understands so, even though he doesn't have a source. His mind accepts that that's how it is. As the Ikir Yavutsu Ma'nisecho Chutsu, the main Yavutsu Ma'nisecho Chutsu started after Yitzchak Kislev. What's the hesber he gave? The famous Maimon Hazal. Ma'azayis azeh ki shekechin esei meitzi shamne. I'm an olive. You want the olive to give out its oil. How does the olive get its oil? You got to crush it. And only when you crush it, the oil comes out. The Rebbe sat in prison 53 days. Was a big yisurim, a big pain for the Alter Rebbe. That was the kachin esay. It was meitzi shamne. This brought out the sham in the pnimius atayr. This brought out the rosin di rice, the mayni secho, the yofutsu mayni secho chutz. And that made it possible that pnimius atayr could come out in a way that it could reach every single yid, no matter his level, no matter where he is. It could reach every single yid. The mayon itself, the shaman of Pnimius HaTeira, could reach every single yid. No matter how far he is, no matter his level, the him could reach the shaman of Pnimius HaTeira. Remember, it was in Aleph Nissen, Tovshim Membez, it was Shnash HaShmenu. The Rebbe turned 80. It was himself the Fabrengi, the Aleph Nissen. The Fabrengi was a long Fabrengi. I think it went to three in the morning. By the end of the Fabrengi, the Rebbe made a surprise that he's going to give out Tanya. He himself is going to distribute Tanya to every single person. But this was a special Tanya. The Tanya had in the back, I had a copy of the Sharblat, the front page of every place where the Tanya was printed. The thick Tanya, where every place in Tanya was printed. One of the points was to show how the Mayan of Chassidus, the Mayan, the marker of Chassidus, Tani is printed in every single place. It's not only you're bringing Chassidus everywhere. You're bringing the Mayan, you're bringing the source, you're printing the Tani in every single place. The Rebbe could have made, to go to New York, print thousands and thousands of Tanias, and distribute the Tanias to the whole world. It's easier, it's cheaper, no. You print a Tanya, and you put on the Shire blood, you put on the page of Tanya, where the Tanya is printed. You're bringing the Mayan in Chutz. Here became a mocker, became a source, became a wellspring of Pnimius HaTev. And this was so precious by the Rebbe, that he printed a Tanya with the... They had in the Tanya the copy of the all the Shire bloods of everywhere where Tanya is printed. And the Rebbe sat for a couple of hours giving out himself, beyond the Akdesh, giving out the Tanya. Remember, this is I was then a kid, and it was a beginning with a terrible, terrible, very, very pushy. And I was almost not too far. It was so pushy. To my mazel, the Rebbe got very upset. He's going to stop giving out the Tanyas. He's not going to stop pushing. A little kid, I got a little. I don't want to be caused the Rebbe. I must never have a shoulder. I just backed myself out. I don't want to push. We had the bus going back to Montreal. So this is already 4 or 5 in the morning. And I said, you know what? I tried to get a Tanya. Okay. If I made the Rebbe easier, it's fine for me. I'm on the bus sitting next to one of my chaverim. I have to tell him, no, you can't go back to Montreal to get back to town. You got to go get the town. So I went back. The time I came was so late, but the Rebbe is giving out the Tanya. He was there supporting. With one arm, he was supporting the other hand. That's how I got my Tanya. And I remember 2 years later, I think it was Tovshim and Dalit, the Rebbe made a new edition. Because since then, it was 2 years, they printed more Tanyas. They printed again with the Shabbats of the other place it was printed. This time, instead of the Rebbe giving out himself, he made the Chavri HaKelo to be Shluchim Digvah at the time. But the point is that the Mayones Achsides Kom Chutzu, the Mayon itself, the wellspring itself, the Shaman of Terech, this has the keyach to come everywhere. Not for them, we got to taste it. We got to sniff it. We got to take it in. It has, the keyach is there. The keyach is there. Not for them, we got to take it in. You know, you could explain maybe the difference of the yayin and shemen. Have yayin. Yayin is a geschmack. You see, it tastes good, it affects you. It's yayin on mesameach, it makes you happy. And sometimes you learn chassidus, it's a geschmack. And you really get it, and you feel how it's affecting you. It's a gate. Then sometimes you sit down by the sefer chassidus, you're not really getting it. You're not really understanding it. And it's hard to have a cheshek. But you got to know that that's the shaman of Pnimius HaTev. That's the mayon. It will be metayer. It will make the connection. Because the keyach is there. See, even though you don't have the yaya necessarily, there's not as geschmack. How do you say geschmack in English? Pleasure, you know, I know it's a common lotion by Bocherim. You want to measure a successful Fabrengen, you say, was it like a schmack of Fabrengen? Was it a schmack? By a shir, was it like a schmack of shir? Was it like a schmack of mime? A lot of things are measured by geschmack. And if it's not so geschmack, this is a problem. But not always are we zeicher, are we marinating to feel the geschmack. Not always. Geschmack is good. It's not always there. But no matter what, when you sit down and you learn the Divrei Sofrim, the words of the Rabbein, that's the Shem, the Pnimi Satera, there is that keach over there to get into you and get into any yid and open up the Neshom. L'chaim, l'chaim. know that it is Kislev. It comes in very close to Chanukah. The Rebbe speak a lot, the connection. It's Kislev and Chanukah. As a matter of fact, I've seen a lot of the volumes of the Kutasichas that they have in the Hesophis, in the editions, in back of the Sichas, they have letters of the Rebbe divided according to the times of the year, according to the Parshias. So they have a section for Yitzchus Kislev, there's a section for Chanukah, and there's a section for Yitzchus Kislev and Chanukah together, because Yitzchus Kislev and Chanukah is very connected. One of the connections, see, by Chanukah also, it's connected with Shemen, oil. And that's happened with the oil. This is the Yevonim. The Yevonim came into the Eichel, the time of the Eichel. It says, Timu kol ashmonim shebeichel. They came into the Eichel and they unpured all the oil that was in the Eichel. In other words, there was the Yevonim, a special union, besides that they were makriv on the Mizbeach, Rabbi Dezora, and the other things they did, it was especially needed to them that they were metame the oil, the metame the Shem. Why the metame the Shem? When the Chemes HaYevonim, what did the Yevonim want? The Melchom of the Yevonim and the Yidin was a Aruch Nizdiki Melchom. It wasn't a
gas mistake. Yeah, look at this. Yeah.
It was Aruch Nizdiki Melchom. Aruch Nizdiki Melchom. It's known the Dik Yichsidus. You say in the Al Anisim, you say, Lashkichom Teirosecha, Ulaviro Mechukiritzinecha. They wanted to make the Yidden forget your Teirah, and they wanted to take away the Yidden from the Chukiritzinecha. Yidua, Chisidus is Medayik. They didn't want to make the Yidden stop learning Teirah. Zom learning Teirah. So learn Teirah. But Lashkichom Teirosecha, to make to forget that it's Hashem's Teirah. That we're learning Teirah, this is the Eibishter's Teirah, it's not Stam HaChokhmah. So they were masking to learn Teirah, it's not the Seichel HaTeirah, the intellect of Teirah. It's a very interesting intellect, very deep intellect. But not to learn Teirah, that's Teirosecha. It's your Teirah. It's the Eibishter's Teirah. They wanted to make the Yidden stop doing mitzvahs. What kind of mitzvahs? Yeah, you want to do mitzvahs because it makes sense and it's nice and it's pleasant, fine. But who get it in echo to do the mitzvahs because this is what the Eibishter wants? This they wanted to stop. They wanted the Yidden to join their culture. The big culture, the Greek culture at that time, was a very big culture. Big philosophy, the Greek philosophy, the Gashmis was stronger than the Ruchnius, and they wanted that the Jews, the Yidden, should join their culture. So they came to the Yidden and said, we're good friends with you. We're friends with you. Come join us. Continue mitzvahs, but take away that kiddushin. Rebbe would say often about the Beis HaMikdash. You had the other Sein Yisrael, they came to the Beis HaMikdash, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They burned the Beis HaMikdash. The Yevonim didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't burn the Beis HaMikdash. No, the Beis HaMikdash should stay. The Mizbeach should stay. But we'll teach you how to use it. And Rachmona Litzlan, there was many Yidden that joined, that they got caught into this trap, which are called the Messiavenim, they got joined into the Greek philosophy. In other words, the Yevonim realized they wanted to take away the Kedusha of the Yidden. Timu kol ashmonim shveichu. They were metame the Shemen. That oil, that light of Kedusha, that's what they made tome. You want to keep everything else, fine. But the Shem has to be Tomei. Nochmer, they didn't take away the oil. They didn't pour out the oil. They made the oil Tomei. They made the oil. The oil became Tomei. It says Tazer. Because Chassidus became, you say, Lashon HaKodesh, it was Nislapsh. It became clothed in. It became down in Seichel, in intellect. It came down in Seichel Anushi, in human intellect, that you could learn and understand it. In other words, Be'emes, Chassidus is higher than Seichel. It's Pimis HaTere is higher than Seichel. Hello, my. The Rabbi Madmasir is Nefesh. The Apnimi Satira should come down in Seichel. It should come down in intellect. It should be able to be understood. Once it's able to be understood, then you have the danger that you're able to take it mitzad the Seichel, mitzad the intellect. It's a beautiful intellect. It's deep intellect. It's exciting. It's a tremendous deep intellect. You could start taking the chassidus of pnimi satera mitzad the seichel. It says like this. The Rashabs and Fidikim. So that you have people, they learn chassidus, and they don't see it affecting them. They learn chassidus. It's not. It doesn't affect them. Why is not affecting them? So you know, there's the bavust teretz. You have three things that have an effect. Get money makes crazy. You see, he has money. He's not crazy yet. Doesn't have enough money. More money. Maashka makes drunk. He took Maashka, he's not drunk yet. He didn't have enough Maashka. He'll take more and get drunk. Chassidus macht edel. You don't see a chassidus is pale yet. You need more chassidus. That's the famous status. Learn more. But that is another word. Another word that when you're learning chassidus, what are you learning from? You're learning from the seichel. It's not okay. Once you're learning chassidus inside the seichel, inside the intellect of chassidus. So you're ki'ilu distancing yourself from the godliness that's in the chassidus. You're attaching yourself to the seichel. You know the famous Maamar Chazal, Eimer Shmuizu Noe, Shmuizu Eino Noe. Zoynoi says the Gemara, Zoynoi. He learns and he picks and chooses. He says, Zaynoi, the Zaynoi. This is a Geschmack piece. This is not a Geschmack. What happens? He's not a Caliph for Tel. Yevad Hein. He loses Hein or Shel Tel. Because he's showing that all it is his seichel. So Rachmanu Islam, even the Chassidus, but once Chassidus is in Slavish, it came down in seichel, in human intellect, in the regular seichel. So there's that danger that you're able to take the Chassidus inside the seichel of Chassidus. And that's the pshat, timu kol ha-shmonim shebeichel. The metam of the shemen. And what was the nest of Chanukah? They would have found Pach, Echot, Shemen, Toir, Chosum, Bechisom, Mishal, Kirin Godel. The Kirin Godel, this is the Rebbe. This is the Divri Sefer. This is the Rabbon. And that oil didn't get Tomei. L'chaim, we should strengthen our discussions with the Rebbe. You can do with the Rebbe once and bring down Chassidus, the Peel Mamish, L'chaim. Na 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 na
Yeah.
Say something. I don't know if it's Ice Gal. I don't listen to Pshat. Yesterday we made the Siyum and Sefer Atani. We learned the last period of Tani. That period, Alter Rebbe says, the famous Hiroya to make Chalukas Hashas. Every city, every minyan should finish the Shas. Then the Alter Rebbe says, remember correctly, that every one of the loimdim, everyone that's learning the Pelechelik and Shas, should finish himself once a week. The Tamnaya Api should be safer to you. Was it Tamnaya Api? That's Kapitel Kufyutas. Hey, the Kufyu test with you. Why is it called Tamnaya Api? Because the Kufyu test is every letter you have eight psukim. Eight psukim aleph, eight psukim beis. But the Rebbe says every one of the limnim of the Shas should finish once a week the Tamnaya Api, the Peter Kufyu test. And the Rebbe, in one place the Rebbe writes, I don't see that people do that. And the other place that I realize that some people do that, including his father, Reb Levik, Shabbos after Mincha, would say Kperik of Yitzhak. What's the pshat? What's the senior? You say Chalukas Hashas. Then you say, you're learning the Chalukas Hashas, make sure you're saying the once a week Kperik of Yitzhak. I don't know the emes of Shabbat. But think like this. Now we say every day, Kapitel Kufyu Tes. You say Perek Kufyu Tes, if you say every day, you got to think a little what you say. What's Perek Kufyu Tes? What's David HaMelech saying? David HaMelech is saying, I Eibishter, Kukecho, and Edisecho, and Teresecho, and Mipatecho, your Teres is so great, it's so sweet, it's so good, it's better than anything. And everything in the world comes through Torah. Is mafli the Eibishter's mitzvahs and the Eibishter's Torah. Again, in this signal, that signal, you're learning Shas, you're learning Torah. And anyone that takes part in Chalukas Shas is like you're learning the whole Shas. It's making a Chaluk. You gotta know, you have to hear the tirkeit of Teir. You have to feel the tirkeit of Teir. A Teir is a Teir is a. There is a famous Gemara. Gemara says, Alma Chorva Oretz. Why was that Yisroel destroyed? Al Shalibeirchu Bateirot Chilo. They didn't make Birchas HaTeir. That's haste. that they learned Torah, but they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. What's the big deal, says the Bach? And they didn't appreciate Torah. They didn't recognize the mile of Torah. They didn't recognize the specialty of Torah. Yeah, they learned it. You know, people learn different subjects, and they learn Torah also. There was a bocher here. He was from Sifte. Then he went. He spent time in Cincinnati. When he was in Cincinnati, he spent time. Sometimes he would go learn in the library, the city, the library in Cincinnati. As he's learning, he's trying to look up Maramikamis. He came this person to him who wasn't even wearing a yarmulke. He said, "Dog, what can I help you? You're looking for a ritva? You're looking for a rashba? Which tshuva?" The reform yid, he was all knowledgeable. He's learning Torah, Shas, Peskin. But it's missing the beichu b'Torah tchilu, the entire kind of Torah. This is true in Torah, in Nigel in the Torah, in Pnimi Yisad Torah, and Medav the Heron, the Tayekat from Torah. The Tayekat from Torah. It comes you to Skislev, part of you to Skislev, and the head, the Tayekat from Pnimi Yisad Torah that was given to us. The Shaila is, we have to show that we cherish it. The entire Zach, we cherish it, it's speaking to us, it means something to us. You know, you say, by learning Bichlal, you say, you learn the gas to be named Almanas Lasses. Whatever you learn, you have to learn Almanas Lasses, what's going to come out the pen. You're learning Hilchus Shabbos. You're not just learning Hilchus Shabbos because it's a nice halacha to learn. You're learning Hilchus Shabbos, how to keep Shabbos. But every time you sit down and learn Hilchus Shabbos, you have to know, Amanas Lasses, how is this making you keep Shabbos more careful, to keep Shabbos better? It has to be Limud Amanas Lasses. Torah, the Eibishter giving us Torah to tell us what to do. How to do Salimah Damanas Lasses. L'chaim, l'chaim.
Yeah. Hi. Just like in learning Nigla the Torah, the Dovra Koshut, it's clear. It has to be Limud Amenas Lashes. You gotta learn with the intention to do. You're learning the Sechta Shabbos, you're learning how to keep Shabbos. Yeah, you learn the whatever you learn the sechta brachas, you learn how to do brachas. Limud amanas lasses. The whole shaila, the soul learns limud amanas, limud not, is learning not in order to know what to do. He's not going to do what he's learning. Maybe it's better he shouldn't learn. Not so partial. And you learn it, you're learning what to do. And the same thing in the learning of Pnimi Satir and learning of Siddhas, it needs to be limud amanas lasses. You're learning. It's not just a good idea. It's not just nice. You're learning, you have to be able to take from it. What is it teaching you? What is it telling you what to do? What is it changing you in your life? You know, I don't have opportunity usually to speak. I don't know where it's gonna, who's seeing it, where it's gonna get to. But usually I have in my classroom, a few bochrim. And we're learning. I don't have an opportunity to speak in a way that I don't know where it's going to get. I still don't know where it's going to get. I want to say something. I want to say like this. We have to bring chassidus to our houses, to our families, to our children, to the bayis. You have to bring chassidus into the houses. And I think one of the ways to bring chassidus into the house is that the bayis have to see what is chassidus changing peil mamash. What is it teaching you? What is it telling you in your day-to-day life? What does it make a difference? Today is a generation, the kids are growing up and they see everything. And everything is Bil Mamish. They see everything with their own eyes. They see what everything is. And they see it Bil Mukhish. We got to show the Mishpoche what is Chassidus teach us. What is changing us. What is our life different? You say in your house, by the Shabbos table, or at supper, you say, Avoy Chassidus. What is the bechein? What is the outcome? What is it changing you? What is it telling you? They have to see how it changes you. They have to see how it's taking effect. And then you show them, you see, this is what chassidus does. There's a story of Shmuel Munkis. Shmuel Munkis once, I don't know how athletic he was, but from this story you see he was pretty athletic. He jumped and turned himself over, and he was hanging in front of the wall, the fence in front of the Alter Rebbe, and he was hanging on his foot. Pretty athletic. He said, "I'm Shmuel, what are you doing? Were you hanging like that on your foot?" He said, "Well, don't you understand? The bakery, what hangs in a bakery? Hangs our bread, a cake. You go to a shoemaker, what hangs? Hangs a shoe. The Rebbe makes siddur. It's the hang a chos." You see what chassidus did? Chassidus made a chassidus. It made up Shmuel Munkis. You gotta show the mishpocha. You gotta show what is chassidus telling you. What is chassidus teaching you? What is chassidus making a difference to you? It has to be peil mamash. I'll tell you like this. It was Tov Shinu Aleph for Tov Shinu Beis. And the Rebbe gave out the Kuntres Eitz HaChaim. He gave out Kuntres Eitz HaChaim B'yodei Akdesho Noshim Loshim V'tav. Then the Mugi D'Kisicha, the week after, the Rebbe explained why did he give out the Kuntres Eitz HaChaim. The Rebbe said to me,
in its time, the Shaita in its time, and the Rebbe Rashab gave out the Kuntus Etzachayim. Why did he give out the Kuntus Etzachayim? You know, everyone knows. It's me even know that four Kuntus the Rebbe Rashab published. Right? Kuntus Etzachayim, Kuntus Umayon, Kuntus Atfile, Kuntus Aved, four Kuntus. What did he publish Kuntus Etzachayim? Rebbe Rashab was miyase in yeshivas teim chitmim. And in yeshivas teim chitmim, there was a very stark seder nigla, and there was a stark seder chesidus. And the nigla was echid stark. It was so stark that there was a lot of bochim that were drawn to yeshivas teim chitmim in Lubavitch because of its limud ha-nigla. And they became an element of bochim yeshivas teim chitmim in Lubavitch that were in Gans and in Nigla. They didn't care about Chassidus. They pushed in Gans and in Nigla. The Nigla in Lubavitch was driving them to Lubavitch. What happened? You have an element of Bochum, the Gans of Akoch and Nigla, not in Chassidus. It took down the Koch of Pnimis HaTeva. You could be a Tomim. You could be a Lubavitch. You don't have to be in Chassidus. You live in Nigla. The Rebbe Rashab read in Akuntri Sachai and said, ah, that's not okay. I made the yeshiva, and it has to be a koch and limud pnimis hatorah. You want to be here, you have to koch and chesidus. You can't be here if you're not in koch and chesidus. And he made very strict rules. The Rebbe Rashab was very strict. Very, very strict rules that we wake up in the morning, you can only do chesidus. It doesn't make how early you wake up, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, you only do chesidus. And at night, after you learn that, 2 hours, I think. Chesidus. Then you could add a nigla. He made very strict. Matora sagudosenu. I made tichet mimim. There has to be the koch limud chesidus. So the Rebbe said, I gave out the kudus etzachayim to tell everyone that what chesidus wants from a person didn't change. It's applicable now, just like before. There's haste. And the chesidus has to teach us in our day-to-day life. Melez hazeh. Mitzad echod in today's world. Acheshech yichase oretz va'arofu l'umim. It's very dark. It's dark. It's cheshches ha'golus. It's dark. You know, just like by a lila, a night and a day, that towards the end of the night, before the Alis HaShachar, before the morning light comes up, is the darkest. It's the darkest. Then the chaos comes in the Eir Hayim. Before the Eir of Mashiach, is the Cheshach HaGolus, is the Eir Zeir Stark. And you need chesidus, the Zen Elukus, the Zen Getlichkeit, even in the Cheshach. You know, you say every morning, you birchas Hashach, you say a bracha, anesa lasech vivino, lahavchim beyeme veloyle. The Hemishter gives lasech vi aruster, bino, to tell the difference. What's the special bina that the Eberster gave Asechvi? Who doesn't know the difference between day and night? Any person, any animal. The animal also know the difference of Laila and Yem. The Sechvi has a special bina. You know, it says it's Shiddur, it says it's this. When the day comes, it doesn't come all of a sudden, the sun comes up. First, there's the Alis HaShachar, it's the morning light. And the morning light comes up more and more, till it's Netzach Ham.
Good for you tonight. It's probably a good
time. It gets lighter and lighter. When Alis HaShachar starts, the Ayelus HaShachar. when Amud HaShachar starts, it's a little light, a drop of light is coming in. A drop of light coming in. That's Bikir Delilah. You know, if you ever up Shavuos in the morning, Amud HaShachar, you go to the mikveh, and it says in the calendar, it's already Aleis HaShachar. And you look in the sky, it's Aleis HaShachar. It's still night. But if you look carefully, you see abyssal, a little light coming up. And they still a sechvi vino. The Eibishter that gave the sechvi, the bino, right when the Eirayim starts coming, abyssal Eirayim, and the sechvi notices it. And it starts saying kukurek. The Chassidus is Megala, the air of Mashiach in the world. It's the beginning. It's Netzitzus. It starts sparking. The Acheshech. Acheshech Echaz Ha'oretz V'arof U'umim V'sruch Sidus through Shemen Aftere. We're able to see the Yad Hashem L'chaim L'chaim.
Yeah.
L'chaim, l'chaim. Can't lose focus. Can't lose focus. The Eibishter made the world in a way that the world is misnaig. The world behaves in the way of Tev. The world behaves in the way of nature. And everything seems to be covered up in this Uvush of Tev. The Teva, the nature of things, cover up on the Lukus. The embassy is that everything is the Eibishter, and the Eibishter is everything. And there's nothing besides the Eibishter. And everything that's happening in the world is Ashgacha Pratis. Ashgacha Pratis is the pshat that every little prat is taken care of by the Eibishter himself. Every little detail that a person goes through, every single little detail. What's the moshul? What's the example that Abayim give? You have a leaf. You know, you have the fowl. The fowl is a lot of leaves. You have a leaf turning. That leaf that's turning, why is that leaf turning? You would think it's the fowl, it's windy, a lot of leaves fell off the tree. The wind is blowing and the leaves are turning. Every single leaf that's turning, which way, when it's turning, is Ashgacha Pratis. There's no such thing happening because it's happening. That's the Teva. Everything is happening from the Eibishter. But the Teva of the world covers over on it. It seems like, why did it happen? That's the Teva. The embassy is that the world is realizing now, I think, is a Yad Hashem. I remember not from 45 years ago. I remember when Corona started. All of a sudden, everyone I was speaking to, I don't mean Dafke from the people, anyone, is a Yad Hashem. All of a sudden, a little virus came. It's driving the whole world crazy. There's a Yad Hashem, there's an Eibishter. Everyone was realizing there's a Yad Hashem that's taking care of it, that's making it happen. For whatever reason it is that we don't know. But everything is happening from the Eibishter. And that's Be'em is the only way to go through life. A person goes through life, he goes through Elam Hazeh. He goes through different in Yonin. Everyone is there in Yonin. If a person, Chas V'Sholem, doesn't realize it's Yad Hashem, you can't go through. You have to realize it's the Alza Lukus, the Alza the Eibishter is taking care of you and is looking after you. And every single detail that you're going through, it's Hazei B'Chokhmose Yisborech, Hazei Vil the Eibishter. What is Ashgacha Pratis? Every single detail is Ashgacha Pratis. Nothing is happening because this is happening. It doesn't. And this is something I don't think a person can realize without really learning Chassidus. Every single prat and every single thing that's happening to him, this is Yad Hashem. Nothing is happening on its own. Every single prat, this is Dafka. You know, I remember by the Rebbe used to call very often by the Hebraim, the Baal Shem Tov said, Yeder Zach Vasayid Zet Oder Herd, Avenemen Ayron Avedis Hashem. In English, it means everything a Yid sees or hears. He has to take a lesson of Eidus Hashem. The Rebbe used to say it, always. Is it literally? Everything a person sees or hears has to take it on of Eidus Hashem? Is it a little overdoing it? If it's Ashgacha Pratis, what's Ashgacha Pratis?
You saw this and you heard it. You heard. Why did you hear it? It's not Stam, you heard it because you were Pung standing there and you heard it. Were you Pung there and you saw it? If you saw it or you heard it, then the Pshat is as Hashgacha Pratis. Even as Hashgacha Pratis, it's teaching you something. Yeder Inyan is Hashgacha Pratis. How it's come from the Eberstein. This is something that a person engraves on himself through Limud Achsidus. We have to mechazik ourselves and limud achsidus. Talmid yeshiva. I'm going to tell you like this. Say, I need to die. Bochrim have a shaila. What to learn mechutz l'sdor. What do you learn mechutz l'sdor? You can finish Shas, you can finish Peskim, you can finish all the Amsheichim, you can finish the Kutisichis. The Chutzla Seder is the Chla'elo Miyamad Odom and Mokam Shal Libi Chofetz. That's what I think. Where is Libi Chofetz? Where are our desires? But you learn every day in Seder a Yeshiva, you have 2.5 hours of Chassidus. There are an hour of Chassidus in the morning, an hour of Chassidus in the evening. You have a half an hour of Tanya. About 20 minutes, almost half. You have 2.5 hours of Limud Chassidus. You make a achlot you to Kislev that those 2.5 hours your question is going to learn properly. You put yourself into it. And you see, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your outlook on everything. It's going to make you a happier Yid, a happier Chosid. It's going to make you a Avedis Hashem in Gansan different. Learn. Learn Chassidus. Adaita the Nafsh, what Chassidus is teaching you. What is it telling you? Now remember, I'll tell you something. Everyone knows the Sikh of Ches Nisim. Yeah? The famous Sikh of Ches Nisim, Tovshin and Aleph, right? Everyone knows the Sikh. Every line of that sikha, you could have a whole night. Every line is so much. I want to speak one line. The Rebbe said, I'm continuing to fabreng. Why am I continuing to fabreng? Because it's a new thought comes, a new svar. What's happening for my fabreng? There are those that learn it and remember it. They push it, they learn it, they must smith it. But what's happening from it? Nothing. Nothing. Mashiach is not coming. And they're not really thinking about implementing what I'm telling them. Even the Rebbe should say that in Tov Shin Nun Aleph. That I'm speaking, and yes, you're remembering what I'm saying, but are you taking it seriously? Is it teaching you something? Isaiah the Rebbe is very powerful. You learn Chassidus, it's not just the learning Chassidus. It's learning Chassidus in a way that the Maimed is teaching you and telling you and educating you and elevating you. That's what you have to learn. You know, Talmidei Yeshiva don't know what they have. Talmidei Yeshiva don't know what they have. What I mean, take a person that's out there in the world and tell them, listen here, I'm giving you a year, you're not going to have to work for a living. You're not going to have to work to earn money. You're not going to have to pay your mortgage, your utility bills. You're not going to have to go shopping. All you got to do is sit and learn Torah. More than that, you don't have to care. You know what a person of Ilum Hazar would say? Wow! They would just run to it and grab it and sitting and learning. You know what I mean? Bochurim have no idea of the pressures of Ilum Hazir. Monetary pressures and other issues. Is this the yeshiva? You gotta cherish it. Ashreinu. Utilize it. Yisaylim with achsidus, yisaylim with shigla. Shnei Eir Zalman. That's the name of the Alter Rebbe. Shnei Eir. Shnei Eir is the Eir of Nigla and the Eir of Chassidus. I'll tell you something. It always caught me by the Rebbe. Now, Nigla and Chassidus went together. I was in yeshiva. I had my Rosh Yeshiva. So all their whole union was Nigla. And I had the Mashpim, that their union was Chassidus. And when I was growing up, there was no Sholem yet. You have now the Sholem between the Mashpim and Yeshivas. When I was growing up, Baruch Hashem wasn't existing. So there's the Yeshivas, there was the Mashpim, and I got the Hosugya. And there was like two elements. We came to the Rebbe's of Habrenya. Nigla and Chassidus, it's not two things. The same Habrenya that speaks of the Nigla, speaks of the Chassidus. It's Tera Achas. They came together. It could be that's why they became Shalom now between Chassidus and Mashpim. Could be. I'm saying now the Chassidus. Because the Rebbe was Ma'achid, the Nigla and Chassidus, it became more still. Akuponim, Shneir, this Kislev, you make Halukas Ashaz, Limadan Nigla, Mechazik, Limadak Sizes. It goes together. Uchayim, Tmimim, Nuts, Nitz, Destitzeit. Use out the time, take in, because you know there's nothing like Girsa the Yankees. There's nothing like what you learn in the young age, you take it in. Chaim is not all the young chassidim. I once heard an opinion called Zangas Unterstag, they were looking for Shlema. There was a Makesha Broche, once went by a chassid, a very older chassid. The Rebbe, that Fabrengen, the Rebbe is gekocht, like Tzi'ire Agudas Chabad. What does Tzi'ire Agudas Chabad mean? Tzi'ire, young energy. Tzi'ire Agudas Chabad. See, even though he was an older chassid, he said to the Rebbe, I'm a young chassid, I'm a younger chassid. The Rebbe said, the Rebbe gets up in the car. Do anaya achrose. Es sind alle junge Chassidim. Achosid steht auf fartog. For all young Chassidim, Achosid gets up by daybreak. Then you got your opinion with Sabrein, but you want to stay free. I sound up really. The young Chassidim, the young energy, and we should put it in. L'chaim.
Yeah. Bye.
One of the main things that the Rabbein always demanded from us is the Yin of Avos Yisroel. And Avos Yisroel all the way. And it's known that the Rebbe came back from jail in Petersburg. He wrote a letter. The letter he writes, the Rebbe was concerned. The Rebbe was concerned. What was he concerned? Who caused that he should be arrested? The people, the tattletales of the Rebbe that made it the Malchus, who wanted to do source, promised the Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe was afraid that now that he was released, that the Chassidim are going to say, aha, we're going to say, you look, the Alter Rebbe went out. And the Alter Rebbe said, mein rach, meishivchem, you will come, don't fight on them. You act to them with the greatest Avos Yisroel, the greatest Shtilkeit. The kula aivu ulai, the Eibishter will make a mayim apenim l'ponim, that they're also going to change towards you. But there is the inyan Avos Yisroel b'livu, loving all the yid beyond any limitation. Beyond any limitation whatsoever, Avos Yisroel. And that's the secret ingredient. The whole union of Chassidus is Avos Yisroel. Loving another Yid. Putting everything aside for another Yid. And the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Perek Lamed Beis, how is it possible to have proper Avos Yisroel? It's Oysim Nafshim Ikir. The goof from Taylor. If you realize that the main thing is your neshama, the main thing is your ruchnius. And beside the ruchnius, beside the neshama of the yid, all the yidlin are really one thing. All the yidlin are one kema. So one yid is not as still as another yid. All the yidlin together, they make one thing. One identity. Mela, you look on the second person, not he's someone different than me. The second person, this is really part of what who I am, in essence. That's Avos Yisroel and Achdus Yisroel. And the Alter Rebbe writes in the letter Kotenti, that there's two kinds of chesed. Someone does kindness. There's two kinds of kindness. There's chesed Yishmoel and chesed Avram.
Chesed Yishmael is, he wants to feel great. In order to make himself feel great, he's doing kindness. Why is he doing kindness? Not because he really wants to give the other person something, not because he really wants to help the other person. Because he wants to be greater. In order to make himself greater, it's through helping other people. That's Chesed Yishmael. Then there is Chesed Avraham. Avraham Avinu said, "Vanechi ofer ve'efer." And Avraham Avinu felt himself like he's nothing. And Meila, what was the Chesed of Avraham? He gave everything he had for other people. The secret ingredient of Chesedus Chesedim is Ahavas Yisroel. Ahavas Yisroel. To love other Yidden. This is the way where the Caliph Chesedus. L'chaim, l'chaim.
Yeah.
Was it Poder B'Sholem Nafshe? The Rebbe was arrested. Certain people massed on him. That is, I made it with Malchus. And they wanted to trial him. Because I made it with Malchus. And they interrogated Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe answered everything. Rev Chochmu Bina. The Chayera say that the Rebbe goes out of prison. You see, you got me. And you see, I convinced them that I'm okay and I'm right and you're wrong. The Rebbe wanted Bodhi Sholem Nash. The Rebbe, if you look for a moment, I was thinking today, I was mentioning before, with Lurish Shir Tanya, the Akivus of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe had no agenda of his own, of who he is, to publicize himself. He didn't want to publicize the Tanya. You look at the Askomis of Rabbi Zusha and Nipol, they're doing away by him. Alter Rebbe wasn't interested in publishing the Tanya. He published the Tanya, he didn't put his name on it. You have the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. No, the Alter Rebbe is Shulchan Aruch. It's Mamer Shul Hafli, yeah? The Alter Rebbe didn't put in Shulchan Aruch to be printed. He wasn't interested in publishing the Shulchan Aruch. We have what we have. We have people copied it. We have copies. And whatever is not copied, we don't have. You see, the Revan was exclusive to Alter Rebbe. Alter Rebbe went out of the jail. The Alter Rebbe wanted part of the show in Nafshi. It should be Mishon. It should be any Machleik. It shouldn't be any Feifman. Leilistik Ali and Peh. Fakert. To behave towards people that were against the Alter Rebbe. Even of Achnoe, Meiner Ach, Meshuv Chemo. And this is to all the days of Chabad until the reign of Zeh, and our day, the Rebbe always, don't argue, don't fight back, don't answer. No, we're not here to have Machlokes. The Lubavitch of Chosid, Lubavitch of Chosid is not Machlokes. Podo, the Sholem, Nafshu. You could fight with me, I'm not going to fight with you. Father Rishol Nafshu. You know that Yisroel is the parliament, the Knesset. And everyone is looking to have a seat. The Litvish Yidin, the Chassidish Yidin, everyone wants a seat. If you have a seat, you're able to get something for yourself. I don't want to speak all the protein. Yeah, that's the Rebbe didn't let Lubavitch get a seat in the parliament. If all Lubavitch see them that Yisrael going to vote, maybe get one or two seats. I'm not sure how it works. No. Chabad is bilti miflakti. We're not any part of any party. We're not political. Chabad is podo b'sholim nafshi. It's for every Yid, all without any difference. So every single Yid. Podo b'sholim nafshi. It doesn't, the Rebbe is chassidim, he said, his avos is so. The Rebbe said, the Maimer Bosi Lugani Tovshin Yudalov. One of the things the Rebbe says in the Maimer, Al Tikra Vayikra El Vayakri. Yikro Yishom B'Shem Hashem Kelelo. He called over there in the name of Hashem, Kelelo. Al Tikra Vayikro El Vayakri. The Rebbe said, Eim Du Vilst. And so there Einge Der Vayikro. You want Vayikro. You want to be able to look sins good. You want to be able to look sins properly. You want to endow it properly. Vayakri, you got in the pale of Hatsvesi. You have Avis Yisroel. Avis Yisroel could mean to a chavrusa, to a roommate, to a yida mishtsoyim, to a yida you never saw. Yedder yid. Podo b'shol nafshu. Sometimes a person could think to himself, how could I have such Avis Yisroel? I'm not in that darga. Chosid the Rebbe, you get unbelievable amount of keches to go the derech of the Rebbe. The name Poda B'Sholim Nafsh. Go Neach Kornfeld. I'm going to tell you a story. The story of my uncle, who is your elder, a Mendel Barsel. Say l'chaim, say l'chaim, say l'chaim. L'chaim. I had a few discussions with him. You know, you ever met him? You had him. I had a few discussions with him. And one of the discussions, he told me like this. The Rashag's wife She passed away. She was buried in the other cemetery, not in Mount Ophir. And the Rebbe wanted very strong that they should move her back, move her body to the Mount Ophir. And the end was, it was not successful. The Rebbe tried different things. One of the things the Rebbe said, the secretary speaks to Rav Mendel Barfield. He will speak to those people and say names. They'll try to do something. He wasn't successful. And the Rebbe wanted to know what's happening. So Zaydan said, if the Rebbe wants to know what's happening, I'll go in. I'll tell the Rebbe. So they told that to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, let him come in. He came into the Rebbe in the room. And the Rebbe told the Mendel, Zog mir af genoi, hit me af mein COVID. Tell me exactly what they say. Don't care about my COVID. I want to hear exactly. Then the Mendel is lost. Zog mir genoi, hit me af mein COVID. And he said to me, when the Rebbe said that he wanted the earth to swallow him, you know what to say? But he had no choice. But it was an example of the Rebbe putting himself aside in a very uncomfortable situation because there was no him. Kotente. That was the derech of the Rebbe, the many in Yon. Kotente. Kotente mikolam sodim mikolam. Kotente means espufichim. What's the kavona? What's montman? That's what it's about. In the Mela, there's no room for piru. There's no room for machlekes, avises, or achses. Ali yidin tzuzam. And we're getting closer to Mashiach. We're getting closer to the union. Name is Achid. That's the keli. Achdus Yisroel. And Avos Yisroel, Achdus Yisroel is something that could be practiced in every step. Not only Gom Yisroel. You know, Rabbi Prilstein, when you say that Yim Yim, he said on the Kadach Hatzachus, but the Emes is not Hatzachus. The Yim, it says, Avos Yisroel, even for a year, you never saw. You never met. Sometimes, but the year that you never met, it's easier. I never met him. I'm not going to see him again. I love you. You love me. You shaken him. She could steal and get right. It doesn't do with him. Avos Yisroel, Achdus Yisroel. And the only way is, we don't make an agenda for ourselves. We want to reach our own. This is the kavon. Chaim, Chaim. Sidi Chabad. I want to say a dover apostle. Sidi Chabad is that you understand, you have a quarter, you have a realization, you recognize it. With your das. What I mean, a lot of times you have certain things that you don't understand. It's not what you understand, it's not what you feel. You're doing it because that's what you're supposed to do. You don't really feel and understand and realize that's how it really is. But this is how it is. Everyone around you is doing it. You also do it. Or you're carried away with inspiration around you. Chabad is Chochme Bin Das. Chochme Bin Das means that's your accord. That's your accord. This is what you realize. This is what you know. This is what you realize. It's bedaitcho. It's bedaitcho. You realize. It's not someone told you. You hear that influence. You realize that. You realize that
That's how it is. You know? Yeah, everyone can tell you. You can tell yourself. You have certain things you do because you were told to do. Everyone around you is doing it. You have certain things. And you do this is, you realize yourself that this is what you got to do. You realize yourself that's the answer. You have a hakor. Chabad is saying that you got to be connected to the Eibush in a way that that's your chokhmah bin adas. That's what you realize. That's what you recognize. You recognize it. You realize that that's the way to be. And that's what the truth. And that Elokus is the emes. And that's the emes, the emes. What's haste? That the Alter Rebbe brought down seasons in a way that we all could learn it and chew it over in our mind in a way that this becomes our realization. This becomes our understanding. So I mentioned it before, speaking to Bocherim and also younger Bocherim, and you're expecting them, Ligan Chassidus, the Ton Chassidus. What does that mean? I don't know if I have the answer. But one thing is, that no matter what age you are, you're learning Chassidus properly. It gives you the realization as to do an Eberstein, and that the Eberstein is the Emes, and the Welt is bottled to the Eberstein. And kule can make loch shivi. And in these in yonim, you learn Chassidus, this is because by you is Emes. That he realizes that this is how it is. Not that someone told you and someone convinced you, but this is what your realization is. What happens with that? You learn a maimon, you learn a sikha. The ultimate is that that's what you realize, you know. I used to teach Chassidus. I used to get very often. People used to tell me, Maimer is very repetitious. I'm learning this Maimer and that Maimer said the same thing. And I don't know if I have the answer. But one thing is, it depends on how you're learning. If you're learning it because it's giving you information, you have information. If you're learning it, that the Maimon is convincing you and showing you the emes, to that degree, this is your realization. This is your recognition. This is your akora. Is it taka your akora? This is what you realize already. It's so engraved in you. Hashem Echad. The Pasuk says Hashem Echad. You're saying Hashem Echad. Is that already your akor of argosh? Those is shaykh a full sugebach. I remember I grew up in Montreal. I was a kid. I got a copy of the first page of Tanya to learn all of this. I think I still have it. In the first page of Tanya, looked up like 4 or 5 times, 6 times the size. I learned all of this in Tanya. Learning all of this with Tiri Sater. Wherever dagger you are, you take Tiri Sater according to your level, and this will become Dain Akor. Dain Akor. Dain Avon. Dain Argosh. This is you, what you realize. Not that someone else told you and you're convinced. It's a Dina Kora. It's your Akora. It's your realization. It's Chabad. That's done. You have a lot of avenues of Chassidus. A lot of avenues of Chassidus. It's the Alstom Bidi Abba Shem. But the Chabad is that got to be your Akora of Argosh. It got to be your realization. It got to be your understanding. And that's forever. That doesn't make a difference how old you are. Whatever you're learning, you make sure that you talk and understanding. Speaking to you, getting it. You didn't get it the first time. Chazar over. Second time, third time. Again, again. Feel the gas absorbed in you. That's also part of the Bisholim. That was part of the Bisholim. There's an Nefesh of the Keys. As an Nefesh of Bahamas. The Muhammad between the Nefesh of the Keys and the Nefesh of Bahamas. Part of the Bisholim Nefesh. And the Nefesh of Bahamas are also. Also in the Kenyan Nevis. B'chaim, b'chaim.
I'm not going to lie.
Sometimes it's still chaim. What happens is your ruchnis nika chelev, your ruchnis nika part, it's really going higher. What's happening with your gashmis nika part? Your ruchnis nika part go higher. And your gashim in the kippah didn't change, didn't affect it. The Rebbe gave a moshul. You have a train. You have a train. And in the front, the train has a bunch of wagons. In front, the train has a motor. The motor goes and there's a steam and the water and the smoke. If you don't attach the motor from the front train to all the other wagons, it's a five, it's a grid, it's a machtareich, and the front is moving, and the other wagons are not going. They say, it's the chelek haruchni, it's the big elevator. But what's happening about our whole self? Our whole being, all our keches, and all our taivas, and all our nachshavah dibru maise, what's happening with that? Veil is as a, you say l'chaim, with kisav you say l'chaim. With kisav you say l'chaim. But you say l'chaim in a way that not only the ruchnis is getting higher, you gotta make sure that you're pulling your goal of your whole self. You know, I'll tell you a story.
story happened in the basement of Yeshiva Seir Eliyahu. We were in one of the classrooms, and we were in Fabrach. Probably the last year that I had a kid to the Fabrach. In Fabrach, he meets in Fabrach, he's looking at him. And everyone got involved in him. Got so involved. The window was open. The Agana Varanga stuck the hand and took a jacket. Started running. Until the Bochum was like, Haft! Was a Tutsuk. So they ran out. I don't know if they caught it or not. They're going to make this end of the match. The English. But, see, you don't have Fabrenge. Zaran in the Fabrenge. It's not just a nice Fabrenge. Zaran in the Fabrenge. And the guy living in Kenem in a jacket, and it took up some moment. You know, this haste as it is Kislev, it is Pshat, it is negating Gans and Arayan. It's not just my Ruchni is attacking Gans. In Gans and Arayan. As Middle of the Baitan, we should change ourselves over. To become we gotta be changed over. What do I mean? I mean, in simple words, I mean like this. First of all, say, I'm the same. I'm gonna sit by a Siddur Chassidus, and I sit by Fabrenge. But you should know, I am who I am. It's not changing. Chalul. I am who I am. The person makes such a chlota, what happens? It's a house in Zalbazach. He's sitting by Fabrengen, he's sitting by Siddur Chassidus, but he was already machlit as Lenoga Velipoga. Who is he? Who are you? Who are I am who I am. My Mashpeer is going to tell you I am. I know I am who I am. Whatever you tell me, it's not going to change me. It's not going to affect me. I am who I am. Who are you? I echo. Where bist du? I am who I am. You're ready to change. You're ready to mach se chiver. Bodem sholem nafsh. You got to be ready to become a different Messias, to become a different person. You got to be ready to become a different person. Jesus is Mishal and the Mahus. Jesus changes who you are. You shouldn't be the same. Jesus changes. You shouldn't be the same. Yeah. You shouldn't be the same. Not the Mishal. You call me to the Rebbe and say, Yeshiva, I am who I am before I came in. I'm going through and look, it's interesting. It's very nice. I'm going to see different things. I'll watch different things. I'll learn different things. And then, who I am. I am who I am. Doesn't work that way. Both of Shalom Nafshi, as you got to change you. You got to raise and change. You got to ready to become a different person. As a chosid, you always have to be ready to change who you are. You always have to be ready to give away everything. You got to be ready to give away your whole past. You say, whatever I did till now is wrong. You know what? It has to be different. And the Rebbe Rashab came into the Tzemach Tzedek and gave away that Hashem shows himself to Abraham Avinu. Why doesn't he show himself to me? What is the answer? Yira Tzadik, the 99 years old, decides he has to be mal himself, it's worth it that Hashem shows up. What does that mean? 99 years old is Avraham Avinu. You heard of the Tutsuch, Avraham Avinu? He says, it's never cool. Avraham Avinu. I don't have to speak Avraham Avinu. Okay, Avraham. Rekoma, Midas HaChesed. 99 years old. gotta make a bris. You gotta change this. I have an orla. I gotta change the orla. That is just the orla. You're taking away. He's ready to change himself. He's ready to say that there is an orla master. 99 secure. That no matter, you gotta be ready to whenever we come to realization. If I bring a culturalization, I have an orla. There's something blocking, something not, and I want to change it. I'm ready to change it. You ready to change it? Then the Tzitzis Kisla. Then the Tzitzis Kisla. L'chaim, l'chaim. Zog l'chaim. Zog l'chaim. Ich zog l'chaim, don't say zog l'chaim. Whatever you said, say l'chaim.
Thank you.